This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. On today's show, we'll be looking at the problem of price, which seems to be the primary focus nowadays. Plus, we'll talk about how to build proof and a lot more. Let's talk about success. Anyone can succeed. Do you sincerely want to succeed? Do you deserve to succeed? Do you believe you can succeed? These are crucial questions to ask yourself, because unless you can answer them all with a resounding yes, chances are you won't succeed. Undoubtedly, the biggest obstacle to achieving success is your own negative self-belief. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're probably right. So to get you started on your way to success, I'd like to discuss a very, very important transformation tool. Yes, it's called the success thermostat, and succeeding will generally require that you can adjust your success thermostat. You're probably familiar with the thermostat. It's found in central heating. It's found in air conditioning units. You set your desired room temperature, and the thermostat maintains it while the temperature outside either rises or falls. Well, you may not be aware of it, but each of us, you and me, have an inbuilt success thermostat. It relates to your expectations on what level of success you can achieve. Because most people aren't aware they have a success thermostat, they haven't really realized that they can adjust the settings. Most of us just leave it at the default setting, which is usually determined by the expectations that we've picked up from our early environment and our peer group. But it's important to realize that you can adjust your success thermostat to any level that you desire. So what's your success thermostat sitting at right now? Well, to find out, think about the key areas of your life. Think about your relationships, your health, your personal development, your career, and of course your finances. What do you expect for yourself in these areas? Do you expect to have deep, rich relationships with those that you love? Or do you believe you can have excellent health and live until you are around 100 years of age? Do you understand that you can be independently wealthy and free of financial pressure in the next 5 years, no matter what your current financial circumstance is today? Well, the answers to these questions will indicate what level your success thermostat is set to. If it's on a low setting, when an opportunity arises, guess what? Your thermostat's going to kick in and you'll self-sabotage and you won't reach anywhere near the benefits that you can get from extending yourself. I've seen it countless times. I've seen a talented salesperson handicap themselves like no other. They get off to a flying start at the start of a month, and they could reach their sales targets, or they all but reach their sales targets in the first week. Do they go on and have a record month? Not that often, because what happens is that first week doesn't quite fit their expectations. So guess what happens? Their success thermostat kicks in with a barrage of self-doubt. It must have been a fluke to start the month so well. I'll probably start struggling or hit the wall soon. Some of those deals will probably cancel anyway. Well, I can't do much more than the month's target, even though I've done it in the first week. No one else has done it. The point I'm trying to make is it can only achieve the level that's set by your expectations. So guess what? If you want better results, you've got to adjust your success thermostat. Put it up to nearly boiling point. Significantly raise your expectations. You might be surprised what you may be able to achieve by simply tweaking that dial. Now let's talk about this week's feature sales problem. One of the most frequent complaints we hear from business owners, sales managers, and salespeople alike is the following. Price is the primary focus of sales these days. Everybody wants the lowest price. It always starts out innocently enough. Buyers lead with questions and comments like these. How much is it? Can you give me a quote? As the sales discussion proceeds, it gets more and more intense. Gee, that seems like a lot. Or, Why is it so expensive? Or I saw it for less somewhere else. Well, when this sort of dialogue starts, it's really up to the salesperson to set the agenda. Most of us, however, will respond by going, well, yep, I can cut the price. And by doing so, you give away margins and you give away commissions. Now let's analyze that issue. Let's truly analyze, is price as definitive an issue as we like to believe it is? Well, the analysis shows that salespeople, they hear about price so often that they expect the conversation to dwell on price. And as a consequence, in my opinion, they tend to overreact to price concerns. I know every time that I've surveyed salespeople, particularly sales teams that are in a pressure environment, the most common response I get from the salespeople is our products are too expensive. And if only I could drop the price, everything would be fine. The flip side, however, is every time we conduct surveys with customers, we actually find that what's most important to them isn't actually price. Their response is somewhat different. The majority of people are more concerned with quality, service, and relationship. Price tends to appear down about the fourth or fifth position on the pecking order. So here we have salespeople thinking that customers want cheaper prices, and it's customers not actually warranting price being all that important. Understand here, we're not talking about fast-moving consumables like toothpaste and Coca-Cola and cigarettes, although that's not so fast-moving anymore. We're talking about services, we're talking about products that require face-to-face sales selling, the types of things I'm sure most of you guys are involved in. So what's the solution? How do we get out of the price trap? Well, the first thing you have to do is to stop focusing on it. The only time that price is a main issue when you're selling is, as I said, a commodity, which most of you are not. You need to differentiate yourself. You need to see that your product and that your prospect does not necessarily focus on price. So once again, what does that mean? Well, that means giving features and benefits more than ever in your presentation. And this will cause you not to look like every other salesperson. You'll be surprised how many people just gloss over features and benefits. It's your role to really hone in on them. But more importantly, you've got to change your focus to be more on the prospect and their challenges and not so much on the product or your service. So, first thing to do is to suggest to your prospect that it's important to establish an environment where you can explore the details about that prospect's situation. What you need to do to them is say, look, before I can go any further, I need to truly get behind your main motivation for purchasing this, fill in the gap. And if you can get to what their biggest concern is, you can start to address the real issues. You can really start to look at their pain points or their motivation points. And the greater you can hone in on those, then the greater the chance that price will flip back to the back seat rather than being in the front seat. So the way we like to do this is address the price issue very early on. You'll find out where price fits in their decision-making criteria. Experience shows that it'll become a secondary item if you're successful in refocusing the discussion back to the prospect's pain or motivation point. So, lead an interactive discussion to understand the emotional reasons behind the prospect's situation. Uncover the pains that need to be addressed. And by doing so, you and your prospect will mutually discover the value that's in your product or your service. And guess what? The consequence is you'll remove the emphasis that's on price. Now let's talk about another word that's particularly important in sales. It's called proof. P-R-O-O-F, proof. And the better that you can build proof with your client during your transaction, the greater your chances of closing the sale. So what are some techniques, some quick techniques you can use to build proof? Well, there's nothing better, of course, than a testimonial from a customer. You should have that testimonial book right by your side at any point in time. If you're selling something to a business, then a testimonial from an industry expert isn't going to go astray either. You know what? It's also good to have a testimonial from a refunded customer. Not everything goes right. Occasionally you need refunds. If you've got a customer that's happy about your refund policy, well, that's going to help you. Have you thought about using before and after pictures? How about facts and statistics? Screenshots. Screenshots of checks, screenshots of deposits, income tax statements, you name it. How about publicity? Or more importantly, reprints of articles, magazines, newspapers where you, your service, or your company has featured. Let's not forget company guarantees. They're pretty important as well. And if you got bonuses, make sure they're believable bonuses. Nothing's worse than the Demtel ad on TV where there's, well, if you buy today, not only will you get one, you'll get six others. Well, that's not the bonus we're talking about here if you're looking to build proof. PROOF. It's worth it. Trust me. Well, there you go. That's this week's show of Monday Sales Coach, which was brought to you by MondaySalesCoach.com. If you missed any of it, or you'd like to get a copy of this podcast, or simply go to that website, MondaySalesCoach.com. And whilst you're there, make sure you connect with our newsletter. I'm Peter Giannoli, and I'd like to thank you so much for connecting and listening to us and being a part of our team of sales champions. Until next week, it's bye for now. That's MondaySalesCoach.com.